They by Rudyard Kipling. One view called me to another, one hilltop to its fellow half across the county, and since I could answer at no more trouble than the snapping forward of a lever, I let the county flow under my wheels. The orchid-studded flats of the east gave way to the thyme, ilex, and grey grass of the downs. These again to the rich cornland and fig trees of the lower coast, where you carry the beat of the tide on your left hand for 15 level miles, and when at last I turned inland through a huddle of rounded hills and woods, I had run myself clean out of my known marks. Beyond that precise hamlet which stands godmother to the capital of the United States, I found hidden villages where bees, the only things awake, boomed in 80-foot lindens that overhung grey Norman churches. Miraculous brooks diving under stone bridges built for heavier traffic than would ever vex them again. Tithe barns larger than their churches, and an old smithy that cried out aloud how it had once been a hall of the Knights of the Temple. Gypsies I found on a common, where the gorse, bracken, and heath fought it out together up a mile of Roman road, and a little farther on I disturbed a red fox rolling dog-fashion in the naked sunlight. As the wooded hills closed about me, I stood up in the car to take the bearings of that great down whose ringed head is a landmark for 50 miles across the low countries. I judged that the lie of the country would bring me across some westward-running road that went to his feet, but I did not allow for the confusing veils of the woods. A quick turn plunged me first into a green cutting, brimful of liquid sunshine, next into a...